This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are down in Colorado. The latest numbers count just over 1,000 people in the hospital, the lowest in 2 months. But doctors fear the quickly spreading Omicron variant could drive up case numbers again. Airborne transmission of respiratory particles plays a key role in the spread of COVID-19. CPR's John Daly explains researchers at CSU are studying specific activities to learn more of how that works.
That includes things like singing, talking, and playing instruments. They found singing produced 77% more aerosols than talking, and men produced 34% more aerosols than women. John Volkens is a mechanical engineering professor.
When you sing, you emit more particles than when you talk, and when you sing or talk louder, you especially emit more particles.
He cautions the research did not show that men can spread COVID-19 more, but he says that is a reasonable assumption. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a new member of the University of Colorado Board of Regents. Governor Polis has appointed businessman Ken Montera to fill a vacant seat on the board. At a press conference Monday announcing his appointment, Montera said the education he got at CU shaped his 30-year business career.
The people that I met, the diversity of thought, the impact that they had in the way I thought, it was extremely significant in how I think today.
Montero replaces Chance Hill, who resigned from the board last month. Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is out of the hospital, but not yet cleared to play again. Bridgewater was injured in Sunday's game against Cincinnati. He fell, hit his head, and was taken off the field, apparently unconscious. There's word from the team that he's recovering, but may not play in this coming Sunday's game in Las Vegas. It's the first day of winter, and along with the solstice, another astronomical event may shine faintly in Colorado skies pretty soon. Comet Leonard may appear in the southwestern sky during the first week of the new year. It may be seen as a fuzzy patch of light, best viewed with binoculars. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.